couple of announcements. Number one, we announced off the record, it was a voice on the record. It's part of the Harry Adelis. So Akiva Shelby, to look carefully inside there itself, it makes a couple of diukim there. The impression I received from his from the paper is that it's only no good in a typical case. A typical case means that you have a door and the door opens in and the hinge is on the right side. And if you therefore the mezuzah, if it's behind the door, will be permanently invisible to someone coming into the door post. You know, there will be a why. When the door is closed, behind the door. So obviously you can't see it. Even when the door is open, it's again behind the door. Because a normal door opens in on the right. We don't have to know, I can't say we don't have to know the place members. It's an abnormal place. A normal door opens in and these hinges on the right. That's normal. You open the door this way. That's how I can't say every door though, but that's how the classical door is. So if it's behind the door, when the door's closed, the door's locking it, you can't see. When the door's open, but again, hidden behind the door, you can't see it. However, it's implicit in the Parsha Kedua that as long as you can see it, either, let's give this case an example. The case over here, normally you see it, it's lifting out the door, you see it when the door's closed. You walk in, you're outside the door, you see it. But the implication, if you see when the door's open, it's also good. There's also a period of time. So for example, here you open the door, this door, and the side of the Beis Medrash, which opens out, so you open the door, which is right there, you see it clearly. So he implies the implication that it would be kosher. And even the door behind me, we have the little this thing adult. If you had it, a chori adult, it might also be kosher. Because this door opens to the left side. Everything's not normal here. Open to the left side. So when you open the door again, you can see it, even if you have chori adult. So I got the impression from the Parsha Sedura that in both cases, he would say it's kosher. Even cause it's finished, but no one else accepts it. It's possible, or it does. But he would be masked in these cases, would be cut. That's a fair shirayim for yesterday's shir. Now we start the sugya of Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Which way should the mezuzah be? Now, the Bali Musar have a shtickle term which I think is incorrect, afi halacha, maybe it's good afi musar. I forgot which one of them says this. The only reason about the Muslim. That the Jewish home is based on compromise. The Jewish home, in order for it to be shalom bayis, you have to have compromise. They put it right from the mezuzah in the front door, because Rashi says it has to be straight up. And the Rabbeinu Tam says it has to be straight across. And every Jewish home, there's a compromise. We put the mezuzah on an angle. And he quotes in the Pitzchashav and the Minchas Alozer, the moon catcher, has to be a 45-degree angle. I mean, approximately. It has to be a real pshara, a compromise. I mean, he didn't say that. 45-degree angle, that's what's called a laksa. You saw this video. That's the pshat, which is from the Bali Muslim. However, I believe it's incorrect, as I'll explain. The Gemara itself is not clear, and that's what the Rashi by the time argues, some nice beautiful pictures in the standard Gemara, Zul Nishat, Alam Gimel, Amad Aleph, although we'll see soon that one of the pictures is Das Yochid, and I guess the artist held that way, and most posts don't like the artist. But as far as the Pashup Shah even has the pictures, according to Rashi, the music goes straight up, and according to Rabbeinu Tam, it goes straight across. Of course, as we explained yesterday and before, is across this way. In other words, you see where the mezuzah is, behind the jacket? Instead of it going almost straight up, it should really be coming across, which means from outside the door towards inside the door. That's what the course means. That's not what the picture says. The picture has a course means what? Going into the wall. So that's what the picture has. So the Pasha side is against the picture. Suppose it doesn't taste the rush to get the picture. No? I tell you another shot. You mentioned this already in one of the previous years. The bat said a quarter at a time, you could have pushed the mezuzah on a ledge, and then it would have been kind of club of macho. That's a positive shot. Okay, well, see, sort of the picture also has a damage on which holds like it. Not only an honest. Now, so. Tyson says, at the end of the long Tyson, you can't figure who's right. So what do you do? The Silka Chlira, Bain the Pierce, a Kudras, Bain the Pierce, Bain the Tom, it's the Vira, the Kshera, Hainu, Ba'al, Lapso, Lo Shoche, Velo Zoto, Finami, Kimin, Nun, Mach, the Shoche, Velo, Mach, the Zoto. The impression you get is they mamash took them as they folded it in half. Half was across and half was up. That's the impression you get from Tyson. The Mordechai said it's impossible. He can't do it by mezuzah. I don't know. What does it mean? It's the vira. Either it means kiminun, but a mezuzah you can't do it, so we do the equivalent, which is use the hypotenuse and go up on an angle. Or the word itself means kalach. I'm not exactly sure, but the bottom line, the Mordechai says, the recall the Mordechai says, you cannot take a mezuzah and fold it like that. You kill the mezuzah, it's impossible. Yeah, that's a good way to pass the mezuzah. You may have noticed that something's folded, you may have noticed that it's turned, it's guaranteed still. Because, you know, the ink, when it gets a fold, it's just gonna go up. Even the silver's a good problem sometimes. Once in a while, it's sure, you know, there's a fold, you're supposed to make it round, there's a fold, you can chalila cut the letters of a silver that way. So, it possibly be dying and say, it can't be, the Mordechai says, it doesn't mean it. Although some seem to say they really mean it, I don't know. I never thought I would make a mezuzah like that in my life. Now, so the question is what? Based upon a compromise? Well, what's going to go on over here? So the evidence of Shalapia did not sound in the same of Chovas Adam. We explained that the Gemara of the Lashon, I saw Kimin Nagam Sula. And the Machlok is what that means. Kim Nagam Shetokhman and Agar of the Kozma Kazet. Now, whatever the carpenter is, right? The rationale of the carpenters are putting pegs this way into the wall or across. And the rabbinatami of the carpenters are putting things up. But normal carpenters don't always put things at angles, you know. You look at this building, it's built, this thing's going up, things going across. So they don't find carpenters building things at angles. It's called a bad architecture, or bad engineering, or bad construction. So therefore, the carpenter explains, Kimin Naga is possible. We're not like this. What does it mean, Kimin Naga? Does Kimin Naga mean straight up? Or the Kimin Naga mean straight across? So if you do it on a diagonal, one thing it's not. What's it not? Kimin Naga. It's not a compromise. I'm sure that we're not sure. But this is like a compromise. On the contrary, if Rashi would demand Dafka straight up to the Kuva, and when Atama demands straight across the Kuva, and you put it on a angle, you'd probably be not yours to go to anybody. The passion is Pachet. You know, up or across the Ikuva. The other way around. Either up passes or across passes. You put on an angle, so, or on a nun, so it's neither up nor across, and then neither doesn't pass. I mean, you should have compromised in your home. I don't mean to belittle the importance of compromise of a Jewish home, but I'll be here at this. If you want to make it, if you derive it from this Gemara, you have, I think you have the wrong shot. Fine. Now, there's one line I want to focus on, which is the most difficult line. All the riots back and forth are really not so much to get to us directly. Yeah, because not only here today, but Torah is chilling, it's all over the place. But there's one line that's particularly relevant to mezuzah, which I want to discuss, which is found both in Tosis and in the Rosh and in the Mordechai. Not so clear what it means. If you want to look at the Tosis, it's in the middle of the, towards the end of the medium-sized line. The line begins with Umiyu. Umiyu. It's a few lines under the second picture. Umiyu, the Omar, the Perek, the Beis of Asra, the Megillah, Yerushalmi, Sarah Shiye Shema Shalor Roa Et HaPetach, the Lashon of Yerushalmi, the Shema see the Petach, be towards the Petach. Ain Raya L'Pirish HaKunches, the Pirish of Enetamish, the Yashev, the Odeshita, Achrona, the Tzad, Vishus HaRabavi. The Rishon of the Tzadzim, the whole thing, smile at Tzad Avir HaPetach. That's the hard line. Those two lines, very hard to understand. What's going on over here? So the tour what he quotes is explained, just a push-up shot. The tour's a very clear writer. And he's explaining with there's no background. So you don't have to look first in the Gemara, what it tastes of it. It tells you like it is. It's easy to read it from the tour itself. The tour is in the Simon Reish Pei Tes. No. What's coming to this? Reish Pei. That's no good. What do you mean sofa glila? Let's start there. Let's start this on a whole loose topic. Now I'm making a major parenthetical remark, which is not, I mean, this is what you have to understand. What do you mean sofa glila? What does sofa glila mean? What does Gleila mean? You know what I want to say? Gleila yesterday? What's Gleila mean? Roll. Highest was the roll of a mezuzah. Correct. That's a Gemara. We should go back to Laman Aleph Mibay. Let's just take a digression because we don't understand it. Can't figure out Rashi. Laman Aleph Mibay, the Gemara says towards the bottom. Left two lines. Chazina le Rabuna, the Korach lo me echad kalape shma. You're supposed to roll it up from Echad until Shema. Does everyone understand what that means? Someone give me a piece of paper over here. Okay? If this says Echad, so Echad is the inside of the roll. Okay? If it says Shema over here, Shema is the... You open it up, the first thing you see is the word Shema. Everyone understand what that means? Ever seen mezuzah in your life? I mean, in real life? That's how we do it. No? That's how we do it in real life? We take it and we roll it up, you know, and everything starts from Echad, and up by Shema. Incidentally, and this is called the Halacha, incidentally, when the Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Siman Reish, open up your hands, Kaf, Reish Pei Ches, Siv Yudalit, very one, the one-liner, with the Shulchan Aruch, there's one line. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. There's an interesting point. Our mezuzahs don't end with the letter, or don't end, the line does not end with the word Echad. Chav is a mefurish Gemara that should end with the word Echad. Now, in the Sefer Pesachim Sha'arim, it gives you, written by Seifer, remember, they give you pictures of mezuzahs. All the mezuzahs to the Yad are written the same way. The Hafta is all the same first line. Every mezuzah has the first pasuk of two more words on the line. Every one. Hello, Dabu. The Gemara is Paket. The Gemara should have said from. Oh. It should have said from the Hafta es to Shema, not from Echad to Shema. So what changed? He points out. Look at the Chidushi HaRadal. You don't mind in the back of the Gemara Menachos. Chidushi HaRadal of David Luria. You can find it. Page, and this print is page Kuflun Hay. On the regular standard of the shot. So he says, Echaklap and Shema, Krish Rashi Shah Echot Sofashita. When the second Sofim, Tanya Levit Sefer Torah, Shema Torah Rosh Hashita, the Echot the Sofashita. Now, I know about Sefer Torah. Yaakov, you ever get the Parshas Vatkana, you remind me, look there, if Shema is at the beginning and the close of the end. This is our statement, Sefer Torah. You look at the Tikkun. Do you have a Tikkun in? Not a Tikkun? Who's a Tikkun? No, for the Tikkun Sofer, for the Vakaris, no one has one in? Unbelievable. Okay. Well, with Sefer Atruma, Shiliu Chasvillin Hevio. The cost of the Vitzvillin and Mezuzah's Lone Nagu came. So you hit a Sefer Truma, of course, the minute we don't end the line with Echad. I have to get to the Gemara of the Pashas. Well, there's Shlomo Tam. Part of the Sefer Torah, Dafka, Meyusa, Mikol HaPsukim, the Sefer Torah. The whole story.
story, blah, 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 blah. They were with the point of the Torah, Shema Yisrael, and the point of Shema Yisrael, the whole lot of the Sukkim, blah, blah, blah. ולכן שינו לקוס ובשיטה האחד, ונצילו של הסוף, ומה שאין כאן בצילו למדוס, על כל פונים, the minute you apparently change, בזמן הגמר, וזו מצל ליקובה, and it's not, instead of any law with האחד, we ended up half days, I don't know, this is what put the right down, the right down? Apparently, I mean, it's the passion of the gemara, to go from האחד to שמה, let's say האחד about דווקא, האחד to serve the last word in the line. Okay, could be how it means too. Why did you do what I thought? There's too many aces in there. It was random. You could put it in
another direction.
Another direction. Okay. Just pointing out this akuda. Now, question. This kriko, is it ma'akev or not? Must you in fact roll the mezuzah up? What if you don't have it on? You ever see this new fang of mezuzahs? You ever see this thing? They give you I mean, this is the same. I'm talking about the holder. Instead of the traditional holder, we have, a tall, thin thing, and you wrap it up. Have you seen it? You ever see it? It's out of style now. But 10 years ago, it became a new style. Where the whole mezuzah was visible flat out. You ever see these things? They make a nice little, like a kind of a, what word we use for that? A grid or something like that. They can see through it, all the mezuzah is flat out. You put it up flat against the wall. You ever see that? And if you thought, to get to the Gemara. Because the Gemara said you have to be correct from Echad to Shema. Is it kosher with the Yevon or not? Question. The Yevon is even good. The Chaim can ask you to the rescue. If the Yevon is good based on the Gemara, Lav and Dal and Amaral. The Gemara says, halfway down the wide line, Lav and Dal and Amaral. A little less, the sixth wide line. Tana Rabbanan, wide end. Right, Amazuzos, right? Yoko Yechtevena Alo Avonim. The happy would be, you take, the stones of the doorpost, and you're on the stones, you write the Shema Yisrael. Say parchment. Tamaloma, Ksiva, Ksiva, Say Vatorah, the whole story. So the Chaim, the Habamina, as you write it on the doorpost itself, Zachariah, that the Kriecha is not Makibidia. That's his right. And later people, say something quoted in his name. Fine. The Chatchila certainly no good. What about Saker? He begoofed it. He was correct backwards from Echad, from Shema to Echad. So this way he did it this way. What's the din in that kind of a case? So the Sefer Pisei, Pisei Shorim, so it's good that he has it. But what if you do it this way? From Alor to Shema. Right? You're supposed to do it, the left is inside and the right is on the outside. From Echad to Shema. You do it the other way around, right to left is also good. What do you do from top to bottom, bottom to top? What about that kind of a case? What do you say? The whole business is sideways. It's all. So he says it's possible, even with the end. Be careful not to wrap that way. That's really no good. That's really possible for Allah. After this digression, let's go back to what Rashi said. According to Rashi, Yishami means as follows. If you go from Echad to Shema, as I'm doing right now, okay, so Shema is the first word over here. This word here is Shema. Right underneath it, you can't see it, right? It's wrapped up. But behind it, it says Shema. So right there, that Shema should be what? What's the lesson of the Yishami again? One more time? What was the Yishami saying? Shema Shalom Roet HaPetach. What does Roet HaPetach mean? Well, look, if you fix it under the door, this way, the right hand door, so the word Shema will be facing the halal of the door and not facing the doorpost. That's how all of our businesses are made. How do you know? You can't see through. How do you know? How do you know it's true? How do you know that our businesses are made properly? I mean, how do you know that we're all the property, huh? Right. So where's Shakai written exactly? Where's it written behind what? It's the Shukhanah quarter of the Shakai, the Baha quarter of the Shakai. Other side of the Shema, supposedly. Oh yeah, something there. Apparently, check out the real mezuzah. I don't have one here. But if you have a, if you really get a mezuzah, that would be helpful. Maybe the camp has one. Maybe someone asked Rabbi Schwartz, there's a mezuzah which is not being used. Even if it's a shameless looking mezuzah, which is possible, but you're not good enough to teach us our lessons that we need. apparently, if the Shakai is visible outside, that's somehow an indication that the Shema is facing the door pole, facing the doorway as opposed. So that's how we know it's right, I guess. It's not to make sure that it's really it's done properly. At least l'chatchila. L'amakir, but l'chatchila. Now, what's the reason? Is there a reason for this? Or is it helpful to believe time? That's very important to know. Is there any reason for this thing, or is it just tam, kacha? So the priest gives the reason. You have to be comfortable, because I'm not so good at this. The priest says the reason for the Shema to be on the to be facing the air, as opposed to facing the doorpost, is, this is the Lashon of the priest and Reish Pei Tet, it's called Nir Aleph, quote, Kneshi Yucha Likrosov V'yosol Abayet Derech HaPetach. And the Mordechai is Mashu, if it's this way, you can read it. Now, in my mind, let's figure this out together. I'm walking in to a door, right? And I have it this way. Let's make this crate here, this little crate, that's how it holds all this farm. This would be the door post. Okay? They put the mitzvahs over here, and the Shema is on the outside. Okay? On the outside is the door. The other side of the door, and that's the house. Okay, everyone with me? Right here, the door is over. So this is Shema. So I walk in, so now I can read it. Of course, I can't read anything because it's rolled up. It's really a studio. If I wanted to read it, I would walk in, and I want to open up. I would just sort of open this way, and the first thing I see is Shema. And the Echad is all the way in. I don't suppose all the way around. If I wanted to read it, I could open up the Echad. I start rolling. Like they have big girls dying, but I say, but touch when I get to the place you read, it's not right. What? Well, you couldn't open it.
I thought
it was
all the way in.
Echad is all the way in, right?
So Shema is facing the door.
And Shema is facing the door.
There's no way to open it. You have to turn it around.
From Echad.
Anyway.
It is rolled
correctly.
You turn it against the door. You can't open it, right? You can't. That's partial trick. You can't open it. You have to take it open this way, and then you have Shema this way. Good. Follow me. The Shema, you need two things. The Shema should be on the outside. The Shema should face the doorway. That's the easy way to read it if you theoretically want to read it. The Chaim points out that even a Tillon, which you never open, is also they say you couldn't read it this way. Because they're curious, so we'll get to that. We're going to have a little bit of that. Fine. This is Rashi's shot. Now, Tosha says, Rabbi Natan is not just there. Why? Because Rabbi Natan will have shot. Listen carefully. That the Yishalmi's expression of Shema, Kalat, what plus again? Roas HaPetach, with me, listen carefully now. Roas HaPetach, according to Rabbi Natan, what does Roas HaPetach mean? It will be inside. In other words, we're talking, if this is Mizrach, let's look at Mizrach, this is east. And this is, what? South. And this is north. This is west. Right? So according to Rashi, when it says that the Shema should face the Pesach, the Shema should be facing this way, which would be north, right, which is towards the Chalal, and not south, which is towards the wall in this configuration over here. According to Ben Atam is different. The Shema should face east, towards the Aron Kodesh, towards the inside, as opposed to west, towards the outside. That's this question of what the words mean is different. That's how Tyson said. And as a matter of fact, it was one of the Shemarit kind of according to Rabbi Natan is, not only is the word Shema facing east, what else facing east? Shema, Yisrael, Hashem, Elokein, Hashem, Elokein, Hashem, Elokein, Hashem, all facing east. Right? So they say, Nochinami, the Mordechai talks about it, doesn't only mean the word Shema, it's Shema, the first line is facing what's called El HaPesach as opposed to Al HaOrit. That's how they explain according to Rabbi Natan. Fine. All this is wonderful. The priest claims that according to this, the reason is not because of Derek Kriyoto. But the Bach says, one second, the Bach says, no, it is Derek Kriyoto. Now, let's say, help me out with this one now. It's facing this way. So it's Derek Kriyoto, as opposed to if it would face this way, it's not Derek Kriyoto. How's that? Help me out. Facing this way, it's called Derek Kriyoto. How? 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 So? What?
You walk in, it's raining. right side up. Right?
You walk in, so it's right side up, so if I want to read it, I go like this and roll it down. So if it's what? Like this. I want to read it, I go like okay, whatever. A little bit harder to read. Oh, I'm saying it's for a reason. Talmidim asked me, why couldn't Rabbeinu Tam learn exactly the same as Rashi? What's the east-west? What's wrong with north-south according to Rabbeinu Tam? Say the word Shema has to face the Chalal. In other words, we had before, what the Rashi is saying this way. The Shema with the Shakai has to face the door, you know, the entry area and not the back wall. Said exactly the quarter by the time. So this is on the side. And Shema has to face this way, not the back wall. Mashna. That's what the Chevra asked me before. But good kasha, no? Who has that kasha? Who else doing the shiur has that kasha? You're thinking of kasha. Yaakov and Eretz? Didn't think of the kasha. You thought of the kasha. Well, Chan Kiryashi thought of the kasha too. And it's Pasha Tidura. It's Nunalek. It's as follows. He says, he claims that quantum in a time, the fact that the the word Shema face on the outside as opposed to face on the inside doesn't matter much. Why? Because according to Benatan, either way, I'm trying to read what it says, if I'm making a mistake, let me know. Either way, you can't read it directly because it's sideways. You're going to have to, I guess, turn it around to be able to read it. So once you're at the, when you're reading it, it doesn't really matter much if the Shema is facing what we call north or the Shema is facing south. Either way, I got to pull it out, turn it over, and start reading. Either you turn it over this way and start reading, or turn it over, is that correct? The Shema is facing out, and it's sideways, and I want to read it. Either I, if it's this way, I will take it out, look at them as a good theory, and start reading. But no, if it would be this way, would it be more complicated? Maybe not. Pull it this way and start reading. I'm bad at this with the spaces. That's what he said. But the distinction between east and west, that's even a quarter amount of time. Because if it would be this way, it would be more complicated to start reading it. Now, if you have to do all the, make all the turns in your mind and draw me a picture, I'd be appreciative, because I can't follow these things. But that's what the Chaim says in the Parshas over here. Okay. If Shema is facing the Aron Kodesh, so is Yisrael, Hashem, Elokeinu, Hashem, all the same thing. Why? How's it even? Ad kan dvarav. Fine. Good. Let's open to the Mordechai and see the lesson that he uses. Maybe let the Mordechai please come to the back. Rav Ravenu Rav Ochanan. It's the last few lines on the first column of page. Get them out. What do you tell me? Which we saw before. Finished on the page, Rashi. Four lines of the balance is the right side of the word Rashi. Rashi the Havi and the Umod, Nikha, the Otto, the name, I shall also start, Sheshbo Shma, Yeh Kalapi, Apetach, below the side Pnim. They saw the Pesach Ben Etam, Shetzorach, Shetzad, Shekos, the Moshma, Yovo, Neger, Apetach, below the side. Oh, sorry, I read it. Below the side, Sof, Allah, Oren, Pin. We call them call, we have to get them at a time. Ma'ir Yashma, Kol Shita Rishon Anamis, it is time. V'shem Anok HaShma L'Simona, not Shabikasha. What's going to call that time? V'dochak. Woo! It's a big dochak. The Yod, here's the one. Do lo havi derech kriyosa, kederech she'amunok ba'aro. other words, the presupposition of the Mordechai is that the whole trick of which way is the fence in the Yerushalmi is to make a Derech Kriyasa. So this is exactly what when the Pachanti asked this, I was trying to explain based on Mordechai. The Ode, Tavina v'Hilchus Halachas Gedolah, she also is Shakai, Kenegat Avir Pasha, v'Yachalov, v'Kona, Kenegat Kedei she'Yachalov, Negat Chalov, v'Od Yachol, Lirot Shakai, v'Bechut, v'Yikol Kor, v'Dalto, but the angel appears to be in the town. In other words, according to Rashi, I understand that the Shakai is behind the Shema, or the Chalon by the Vayu Shema, whatever it is, which is the same place. And you can see that you like a hole in the covering. But they've been a top, it's stuck all the way in. So it's, not the Bukhra. Hold on. Umiyu ain't the right, ain't but the Mitzvanami ain't the right, they shocking the Bukhra. Who said so? That's unnecessary. And he goes on. Now, the Bach understood, and the Rabbot Kabinet quotes as well. Listen very carefully. That the Mordechai understood the quote of Benatam, Rashi's Nagar. Rashi's Nagar, the artist tradition. That according to Benatam, the Mordechai has to go into the doorpost. This way. Boom. They have to make a hole and a drill and go in. That's the nugget of the picture which we saw on the Vilna Shas. The way the Bach explains that they understood the Rabbeinu Tam, not cool al hashar, only the little bit of the shah, that's borrowed into the hole. So that's why they had a different understanding of the other Rabbeinu Tam. Fine. Dr. Moshe passes to make Malachon, and thereby can fulfill Rabbeinu Tam's connection of this as well, not only the idea of up versus sideways, but also the Yerushalmi, that Shema should face both the doorway as opposed to the wall, and also face inside as opposed to outside. That Dr. Moshe should face on the angle going in, up and in. That's a quote to the Marash. My real quote said they had it up and out. He doesn't understand why. He had it up and out. This kind of an angle. So he avoided the pitfall of Kiminagar, that yes. What about the Yerushalmi? The Yerushalmi quote the way Rabbeinu Tam will supposedly learn Shad Yerushalmi has to go in, and the Marash had to go out. That's the Maril's Kash against the Marash, all sat in the Dr. Moshe on the bottom of the tour. The post can say, the Chovas Adar, Sebe Diyevit, if it's on an angle going out, it's kosher. Presumably they hold the whole Yerushalmi is only Lechatchilu. Or they rely on Rashi's Trat in Yerushalmi. Nafkamina. What if you don't even have Rashi's Trat in Yerushalmi? If you put the Shema facing the wall itself. If you hold the whole Yerushalmi, it's only Lechatchilu, so Sebe Diyevit is Yotze. If the Pshat, you're always relying on Rashi, then there would be no good even with the Yevit. So we have to hardly make that the holy Yerushalmi is only then lechat chila, lechara. How much must the angle be? As I mentioned before, the Minchat Malozah says there has to be 45 degrees, and the Chazanish is even a tiny little angle, a little angle, that's a minute, a little angle. What if it's on a 75 degree angle, it's closer to lying down than to standing up. The sun poskim postle it. Well, founders have a fifth question. I disagree. Why should it be postle? Well, we said before, only kemin nagar is kosher. She did it straight up or straight across. If it's any angle should be kosher. The same, watch me prejudice. The same as any little angle is good if you do it mostly up. And we're not worried about a minute of time because it's not exactly straight up, so we have to be, have to be even-handed. If it's almost straight across, a little bit up should also be good. Not exactly straight in across the Rashi. I don't know why he passes up, let's just say he passes even in like Rashi. It's sort of a concession to Rabbeinu Tam. Maybe. That's what he holds. But the passage should be cautious. Fine. What happens if you put it like this, Rabbi Sai? Shema down. And again, the case, what can happen? What will happen if, well, this may cause for another reason. What will happen if you have a mezuzah on two nails, and the top nail gets loose, and it falls down? I would say it's possible to this whole club of Akil. But there's some hole that's not called club of Akil. I mentioned at the very beginning opening here. So I would say it's possible it's backwards. The whole thing's upside down. Comes up, and that's how the Das Kedoshim says. And the Nitzchah Shmat quotes it. Comes up based on tefillin, because the tefillin would be no good. The Rav Chaim Kinesa said, the key is, he said, it's good in tefillin too. B'di'evi. He thinks it's good, this is, if it falls straight down, he says, B'di'evi would be good. This halacha of the Shakai, which comes from the Bahag, it's not from anywhere in Shas Bavli. It comes from the Bahag. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. It's in Reish Pei Ches, Siv Tetzvo. Take a look for a minute. Reish Pei Ches, Siv Tetzvo. Also the Osip of the Uma. You can't answer them to the Mezuzah. Ela Shemi Bechut, Kosu Shakai. Kineget Tevat Vahoyah Shemi Bechlim. Now where's Vahoya compared to Shema? Well, the same angle, no? The same... Is Vahoya direct underneath Shema? Let's see, can I put this in there? Basically. So if the... And sometimes I think it put it even further right than the Vahoya. It's underneath the Shema, so if the... As I said before, if the Shin Kei Yud is... Shin Kuf Yud is visible, so then the Shema is Klapei Kut. That's where it comes from. Well, the Vahoya... And it's further in this edition. This version of this. Most versions have the Shema starting at the beginning and the right starting in the middle. Sukkot and Sukkot. Different, but they all seem to have that same thing. It could be bad news. In other words, if it's a big enough mezuzah, if you put it to negative Vahoya, and the Shakai is visible, so if I care, it's no good. Because the Shema can be the other side of the roll. Well, I think they caught a meaning that put it not connected to the chalon. I believe the chalon means a little gap right of the hoya. See? Oh. The chalon is the few connected the few letters, whatever number of letters they are, which are before the hoya. That's directly in the word Shema. So you put it there, then the Shakai is, then the Shakai and the Shema are literally that, Tachat that. You see the Shakai, you know the Shema is facing the Chalal and Arapet. That's what I understand. Okay, let's go a little further with this. An interesting thing, the Shakai. Again, it's not found anywhere in Shas, it's found in Shulchan Aruch. What happens if the mezuzah is covered? You have a case. Is there any Indian to have the Shakai visible? I mean, it's not visible anyway. I mean, visible if it were not for the case that's covering. Most people now have a case that's a hole these days. You can't see the Shakai anyway. There's an Indian to have it facing the halal. So I thought, what are you wearing a hakiri here for? It has to be that way because of the Shema. If the Shema and the Shakai are directly on the same, should we say, the same longitude, right, so then even male you have to have the you have to have the Shema facing the door, the Havir, the Chalal, the Shakai will face the Mamela. But anyway, the whole discussion is the Tiskei Sharim, whether that's required or not. Obviously only the Chatchila. Now, the Chovas Hadar points out a problem. Something very interesting, we were making fun, we should be more careful. We were making fun of the Minhag Olam and the Ramah quotes, a bunch of guys, they didn't know anything, they were only worried about Ruchos Rose,
and shmira, they weren't concerned about the real mitzvah of mezuzah. I have this mechila v'chapara from all the people who lived in Krakow, Tower of the Ravah, every one of them. So we consider it to be only like into Nister and this kind of stuff, and not into the true halach. I have this mechila today, from what I said yesterday, because I found the Bach. He also lived in Krakow. The Bach is pshat at where this minigolim came from. We'll see later, hopefully next week or the week after, that there's some rules that are inappropriate to have a mezuzah. Why? Either because people are washing themselves and they're not dressed, or because they're washing clothes, which are dirty, or it's what he calls the chedesh ishvi yishenim shah. So in all those three cases, he says it's inappropriate. See, people in Krakow felt it was inappropriate to have a mezuzah there because it's not right. Help me tell you. And I guess in those houses, it wasn't like in Lawrence, where they had 20 room houses. They had some of the front room, and all the other rooms were either bedrooms or washing rooms or laundry rooms. There was nothing else. So that's why they put all the in the front door. That's a whole different story. We have to put them in the fakir. They were more makbar than halacha. They just... Why is Rabbah screaming fakir? Why is the minigol of the toes? Fakir is presumably held. As long as you cover up the mezuzah, put a box on it, a case on it, that's considered to be a design. There's a concept of kli betol kli. We'll get to that a little later. That's found in respect to Tashmish, but perhaps in respect to the other things that are considered bizarre as well. And the post can say that suffices. That's why we have mezuzah on all of our doors. Especially most of our doors open in. So when you close the door, when they say, oh, and that's no profit behind the door. I mean, what we call in front of the door. Let's say, maybe those, they didn't have doors. I don't know what they had in those. I don't know what happened in Krakow. I don't know. I don't know what was different. But that's what the Bach says, a very important Bach. A different mahalach completely. To defend the minig, although he says it's wrong, but defending somewhat that custom. So the Chovah Chadar says, if you want, it should work as a shoferet, for din kli betol kli, how that, you wrap the mezuzah in paper, or these days more commonly in plastic, I mean, a saran wrap kind of a thing, a soft plastic, and then you put it in a hard plastic cover. So it's a kli betol kli. So if you want to do that, don't make a hole in the box, because then you're going to destroy all kinds of whole principles. Because then the shin dalad yud is going to be visible. So the doctor should not make a hole if it's that kind of circumstance. And I said today, most people today don't have a hole in their what they call the shaitl, in the covering of the mezuzah. Perhaps it's for that reason. That's the reason. He points out in the Chovah Chadar, sometimes the cover itself is shin and dalad yud on it. That's no good. Because then it's a mitzvah. Whatever you're doing in the room, which is not supposed to be done b'fnei mezuzah, should be done b'fnei shem Hashem either. He said, if it's only said the shin, then it's okay. And if it has the shin underneath of the dalad, underneath of the yud, if you're a Chinaman, it spells the Shem Hashem if you're reading Hebrew. It doesn't. It's Mesupik. Mesupik. I've heard of Clinton went to China, it's a Chachash of Medina now. It's Mesupik. I don't know what the topic is. It's going down to nothing, I thought. But maybe a billion Chinese can't be completely wrong. So Ramela, he has a Mesupik in the Sefer Chovos Adar. Ad Kan Dvar. I'm now ready to begin the next video. Any questions? Yes.
So why don't I go to the bathroom?
No, the bathroom is we'll see later. Yeah, the whole bathroom is only for things which are inappropriate for mezuzah. But the other rooms, a lot of these rooms, you don't have other things there. That's true. We'll count that later. Chilat Shlish Elyon Rabot. Let's begin the sugya. We won't be able to finish it today. Make a house close. This is a really interesting shadow and close in here. The Gemara says, "Taflamet Gimel, Amar Aleph, towards the bottom, Mitzvah Anicha Betchila Shlish Elyon." That's what Shmuel says. And Rav Huna says, "No, Magbiyam and Akakatefer, Magam and Akaratefer, Bchol Apetzach Kulo Kosher Mezuzah." All good. Mitzvah. Wow, verbatim. Verbatim. What is exactly Why Loker Rabbi Yossi? What did Rabbi Yossi say? Shira Begova. And what does Shmuel say? No. Chira Tishayin. That's not called Gova. Gova's even higher. What says the old Rabbi Yossi? And he had the key line. Umay Chira Shlisha Elyon Dekomar, which Shmuel said, La'archika, Shalo La'archika Menakora Shomala Yossi Mishlish. It's really all Gova. But how do you define Gova? What's Gova? I would have said Gova is the top half. The Mesech to Mezuzah, the instance of Shita, the top half. I'm saying no. It's only the top third. But according to this, Pshat in the Gemara, you get the impression that it's, you don't have to dafka have it at the point, just at the two-thirds level. If the door is, let's say, 7.5 feet high, which is what some doors are, you wouldn't have to have it exactly at the 5-foot mark. You wouldn't say that. You can have it at the 6-foot mark. You can't go beneath 5 feet. That's how the Maskana wrote that according to this gear, said according to this chart. And then for the Kudas HaKesef says that newfangled lumdim started making chumras based on the mechaber and putting the mezuzah exactly at the two-thirds point, chilas tish elyon. They don't look at the Gemara, he says. He gives a bash in the Kudas HaKesef. They don't look at the Shulchan Aruch. They don't look at the Gemara. They don't see the Gemara. They don't see right away they're all wrong. The old meaning of putting way up on top is correct. As I stated in the Kudas HaKesef. Only one problem. Rambam also the one who wrote the Gemara. Shulchan Aruch Rambam said Chilas Tishayat. No, not the Gemara. He says he found it. Yeah, hundreds of years old. It's all the Kudas HaKesef, which has a different gears. We have it in our time. Yeah, Shita Mekubetzes says the whole top line is taken out. Umay Chilas Tishayat Dekamar Le'achaka. End of Sugya. What does it mean? What does it mean? Lahar Chaka means as follows. The top tefach is possible mamish. And in order to make sure that you don't get to the top tefach, the Chazal imposed the Chumrah, you should put it all the way to Tchilash Tishayat, 5 feet high, not 6 feet, not 7 feet, not 7.25 feet, you get too close to comfort. That's what the Girsa Harambam is. Oh. They defended the Shidas to the love them. How about the basis of that? The love them. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch are different gears. But he says, Rav Rishon says in the Kudas HaKesef, the Rosh and the gears which we have, they can put it up higher also. This is the Maskonis and the Kudas HaKesef. The Minig Olam, he claims, is against the love them, but to put them in the way high up. We live in an age of Chumras. The love them came back. We live in the age of love them. Now the lomdim are back in full force. You see the yeshivish veld. They ask a makpet to put the mezuzah on the two-thirds point. Back to the lomdim of the shach time. I guess we think, why not? Let's hold the Rambam too. Look at the shulta givram as he says, fakir. The higher the better. The gola. The higher the better. So they have been pulled two directions. The shulta givram is the higher the better. The Rambam says, the lower the better within the Shlish Elyon. The most submit. So it depends. If you want to consider yourself a Lamdin, follow the Rambam. Because the Shach calls you a Lamdin. Calls you a Lamdin. Lamdin. If you want to consider the Balabas, then you do the Balabas measure, put it higher. So you pick your choice. I'm going to tell you what to do. What are we in camp? We love the man in camp. Camp is Lamdin. You can't see. What do you say? That's much too high. No, it's way. The Balabatim is Baruch Hashem. The Balabatim is measures. No, it's way more than two-thirds, isn't it? Gotta measure it. I think it's way above the two-thirds. Who put this up? In my house, there two-thirds of the way. I forgot to tell you. But I asked you, who's the Akiva? I've been loved him in my house. So I have to have loved the Shvek. But here in Balabash, looks like. No, it's much higher. I think it's much, much higher than the two-thirds mark. It's not much more than a tefach from the top. A couple of tefach. Okay, so could be the one in the back. Where's that? Open the door, please. We're back. I'm curious. We're probably inconsistent. There's no one going to let these go over here. Where's that? No. Those are pretty high. Those are pretty high. Okay. Fine. Yes. Oh, that's another question. What if it's in the top pepper? We don't do that over here. No, that's even, we don't. What if it's in the top pepper? What happens in that kind of a case? What is the deal in that kind of a situation? What's the halacha? The Rosh should make you. Look at Siman Yud. The Rosh should make you. Open up. Siman Yud. On the Marabba country. The Rosh said, Number one, you have to be a tefach away from Damasco, and the chatzchila mitzchila is Rav Chaim Kanevsky explains in Tiflum Gimel as follows. According to the Rosh B'dieved, the whole thing is kosher. Even Tchila and Shlish is only a din l'chatchila. The whole thing is kosher. According to the Rambam, beneath the two-thirds mark would be possible. And above the exact point of two-thirds is only kosher b'di'evet. The Rambam holds that Rabbi Yossi is machmir more than Rabbi Yehuda, but not make him more than Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda himself was a bigger makil, who said the top tefach is no good. Rabbi Yossi is a bigger machmir, the Gemara said. He should be makil on that tefach. The shver of art. A shver of art. So now let's go back. The cause of the Rambam, with the gear sheet of the Kubetet, so the Iker Adin, it's kosher. One second. The Iker Adin, what's the gear to Saramba? More than my Chilish Nishayon, the Kamar, Lahar Choko. I think we have to use Lahar Choko, he said. I think he was lost. There we go. Yeah. The Gemara's kasha is Shmuel, we quote the top of the Beit HaLevi, in the Kutrus Mezuzah. I'm sorry, he quotes the Shach, the Kutrus HaKesef. One second. So he says, the Pshat as follows. Let's just cut it one more time. Let's cut it straight. If you open the Nekudas HaKesef, you can explain it pretty well. You'll be able to understand it. Take a look at Siman Reish, Pei Tet, Siv Bei. Shuv Nivali Borer. He says like this. A
Abi denn immer so gesagt, anche meiste mit der Reino, der Menichen, mit vieler Zwisch, aber kol allem noch in der Hanicha mit Gova, a Pesach, gerade der Rosh, wenn ihr seid, dass ihr auch ein Maus sind, dass ihr kein Erb, ich habe ein Schatz, mit noch ein Flammen Gimel, so also anche meiste, lo inu ich schaff, rak was schon genau. Wir haben inu ich schaff, mit Gemara, lo hayo Olsen kein. Das ist ein Stück der Rank out. But he says, Shuv nearly borrowed the Ramah Gloria Goret Peshat Shalom the Harchika Melakor, etc. They greet the Tosefta and the Rashi. And he says, it's one more lachok. Shuv Matati Lehedikain Agirsa the Gemara Al-Klap Shenichol the name Kama Meo Shona for the 17th century. So really old time, yeah, that's what she didn't look at that. The Ramah is against Rashi and Tosefta. And the Hachok of Shalom, the Rabbi Yossi, Moed and the Rabbi Yehuda, listen carefully. The Tzorech Lachikam and Akora Tefa. Not like the Rosh. He agreed that to keep the Tefa away. Mishim Chashash, Hachok of Ka'om HaShmur, the Mitzvot HaLaniach, Mitzchil HaShlish, Shua Hachok of Siyar, the Rashanich of Lamala. Tefa, make sure you don't get the top Tefa. Now you know how the Yosef and the Bach asked against the Rambam, how do you know that Tzorach Lahachim and Mamala Tefach? The answer is Poshit. That it's based on this whole Shad and the Gemara. That's just Yog. That's Shad and the Rambam. Cain will be borrowed as the Rambam against the Beit Yosef and the Bach and Nitzchak will the Daita. Oh, if that's the case, the other Rishonim, who are the gears which we have, not La'achoka, but what's the gear that we have? La'achika what? Read it to me. La'achika what? I'll have it tomorrow. La'achik shalo la'achika minakoro shalmala yosemishlish. The quote that that gear says, the Tikkun is said in the first line, there's no need to put it to chilashlish elio. For carrot, the higher the better, the gova. What am I saying? Don't open me the shlish mark. That's the shach, the court, that's the shach, the gemara, according to the minig olah. That is the minig olah. That's the gova, the highest gova. And the Beis Yosef had a twist. The Beis Yosef says that the Rambam got it, because the gova, my tefillin, is in the gova over here, the higher part of the arm, not all the way on top. So too, the higher part of the door, not all the way on top. The Shach, so he doesn't think that's necessarily the Pshat. You look at the Baruch Shadu, we'll see. But I'm out of time. But Mitzvah on Sunday, let me tell you what we're going to start with. The Yerushalmi, which tells us, quote, about the mezuzah not being at shoulder height. How does that relate to our Gemara? Against our Gemara, like our Gemara, and how we pass the Ladina? That will be discussed with the Shem at the beginning of the year on Sunday.